This training has made us to know a lot that we've not been doing to our clients, especially while exercising my duties as a parasocial worker at community levels. You find that it has helped me in a way that I'm going to be able to handle my adolescents who are having mental health issues, maybe who are having stress issues and depression issues. I've learned a lot from it. I've learned some basic counseling skills that you should use to handle those clients with care and in order to support them and their families as well. Basically, at the facility, it's also going to help us to be able to identify those clients with those kind of issues and be able to help them appropriately. You find that they find it hard to disclose it if they're not helped in a professional way. So it has imparted a lot of knowledge into us in which we're going to exercise and also help other health workers to be able to identify these clients from the different entry points, yeah, for them to be able to access those services. I would say that it's more of excellence. We've learned a lot right from day one. We've learned some basics that we need to apply. Most of us didn't know about certain few things that we have gotten to know in the training. But then we find that while managing such patients, so while managing such clients in the communities, we've not been exercising a lot of things that we got to know in the training that we're supposed to be doing.
What are some of those unique things you got from the training that you'll share with the viewer out there?
All right, we've learned mostly about patient confidentiality. Like when handling these kind of clients, you don't have to expose them into the community. You have to take upon their case in a slow way so that they don't get exposed, especially those who have suffered cases of DBV and sexual harassment. While you're handling them, you don't need to let everyone know that they have been abused. You have to handle their cases with care and keep their information confidential. And then you also have to assist them where they need legal assistance and other services. You need to link them and make referrals. Because we've been offering services that I feel are inadequate to those clients. Now that this training has taught me a lot of how I'm supposed to be handling such clients, I will be pleased to see that these duties are exercised and clients are helped to the maximum. We've received so many clients from different locations. Others are even refugees, just like you've said. But we treat them with care because we know that there are different cultures. I would say maybe such trainings are good. They empower a lot. They empower our community leaders, the health workers, even the teachers as well, in handling those kind of cases. So I would say maybe Sura should continue empowering such kind of people in order to change our communities.